T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome to hour number 2. My goodness, and boy did we end the last hour in a very classic way with a call from Tammy, who is quite ticked off at your host for whatever reason. Tammy, I just want to address you. I'm serious about this. Feel free to call back because I'd like to help with an intervention. I'd like to find out what it is that you are so angry about. Something has happened in your life that's been very traumatic. I don't know what it is. Maybe a professing Christian was behind it, and that's caused you to be very hostile. You're a very, very angry person. And I'm very sorry for whatever has happened to you. And I think it's quite ironic where you have chosen to aim your ire. Absolutely bizarre. Let's go to a couple of callers who would like to address this last call. Steve in Charlotte. Good morning, Steve.
Hey, Vince. How you doing today, sir?
All right, sir.
Very good. Very good. Listen, I've been listening to you mostly on and off because of my work schedule. I'm on the road a lot. And I've been listening to you for, I don't know, a year and a half, 2 years. You're very fair with people, very honest, very forthright. I don't always agree with you, but I understand where you're coming from. So, the only thing I wanted to say about Tammy, she is angry for some reason. We don't know why. I'm not going to call her any kind of names because that's not positive. And I just want to say in no way, shape, or form, and I'm sort of being sort of joking here, you're not a Nazi. You're the furthest thing from a Nazi that I can imagine. You're honest. You're upfront. You see both sides of the picture. I just don't really know where she's coming from. I don't think she's right when she says, if you're in the service business, you have to serve everybody. I've been in a lot of restaurants and establishments. We have the right to refuse service to customers. Have you seen that sign?
Yes, I have. Yes, I have.
I don't think she's correct in her state.
Looks like we've lost Steve. Got a bad connection there.
Oh.
Are you still there?
Sorry. Yes, sir. Still hear me?
Yes, I've got you back.
Okay. You don't have to serve everybody. I'm pretty sure about that.
Yeah, and I think what you're communicating here, Steve, is this idea of serving customers in the way that is described here. It's really not an absolute right. And I think that's the important thing that needs to be understood here. Very much appreciate your call, Steve. Glad that you're listening where you have the opportunity and absolutely appreciate that. Anita out of Piedmont would like to weigh in on this as well. Good morning, Anita.
Good morning, Vince. I'm sorry. There's just going to have to be a rebuttal here. I mean, Miss Tammy and whatever she was promoting, and I really don't even understand what it was. But to call you a Nazi, and if she's proclaiming that she's got a Jewish faith, that would be the worst thing in the world. That I just don't believe a Jewish person would have ever said such a thing, and especially against a black man. But now for the fact that she thinks that you're supposed to serve everybody. Okay, these people that we're talking about, they do artistic cards, well-wishing cards, wedding cards, whatever. And if it's something, and this is an artistic expression, that they don't agree with, no, you can't make them do that. And this shoving it down our throat and, whatever. And your last caller made a good point, too. If you go into a restaurant, and are we supposed to serve anybody who's disruptive or whatever? But you've been trolled. I mean, she's a troll. That's all I got
to
say.
You know, I think of, what line immediately comes to mind on the subject of serving people? Here's a phrase, familiar with this one, no shoes, no shirt, no
Absolutely.
Service.
No service. Absolutely.
Yep. I appreciate your call there, Anita. This is, I think, you know, I couldn't help. This was running through my mind after Tammy's call, by the way. This was what was going through my head. I was, I've got to tell you, I don't understand the anger. You know, it's really frustrating. On the text line, Vince, didn't all this You Must Serve Them get started with the diner counter with blacks? Yes. And this was an issue of discrimination based on skin color. That was it. You're serving, again, generic meals to generic human beings, period. That's a difference there between serving generic meals as opposed to celebrating a moral event, or as some would describe it, an immoral event, and participating with that. Those are two very different things. And I will say this again. I do not apologize at all for saying this. I resent those who would put so-called gay rights in the same category as the civil rights movement. It has been hijacked, ladies and gentlemen. It has been hijacked by the LGBT, whatever else letters you want to put on the end of it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And I take issue with people who would put that in the same category with race. And what's happened in this country over a period of 200 plus years? There is no comparison, no comparison whatsoever. To put your observance of my skin color in the same category of how and who you sleep with, those are entirely different things. And the amazing thing about it is, you know, I can't hide my skin color. What you do in terms of your sexuality, it's none of my business. And unless you broadcast that to everybody, it remains none of my business. But if you're going to come along and tell me, hey, this is who I am, and you're going to celebrate this with me, not on your life. Also on the text line, Vince, I've called you a lot of things, but a hateful Nazi is not one of them. Vince, Hitler approves of Tammy's comments. Oh, my goodness. Well, Vince, you know now that you're a Nazi, you're going to have to self-identify as a white man instead of a black man. Being a Nazi and being black just don't seem to go together. Or that previous caller will have to self-identify as an absolute idiot. Check that. I don't believe that she has to self-ID. No, and I'm not calling you that. Seriously, Tammy, I have nothing against you. And I hope you call again sometime, and perhaps we can discuss what's going on in that head and heart of yours. Seriously. Coming up, we're going to talk about a threat from the Iranians. Can they follow through on this threat? We'll talk about it coming up. And everywhere you get your favorite podcasts. Back on the broadcast, before we go to more of your calls, want to touch on a couple of very important stories. One of them, Iran's foreign minister raising the specter of an all-out war in the event of U.S. or Saudi military strikes, and saying that Saudi Arabia would have to fight to the last American soldier. Javad Zarif told CNN Iran hoped to avoid conflict, adding the country was willing to talk to its regional rivals, Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates, but the possibility of a return to negotiations with the U.S., however, would not happen unless Washington provided full sanctions relief, as promised, under the 2015 nuclear deal. That was the Obama deal. Remember that one? He again denied Tehran's involvement in the weekend attacks on Saudi Arabia's oil facilities, which dramatically ratcheted up tensions in the region, basically threatening all-out war. And we have this developing story this morning. You're probably familiar with the fact there are efforts underway in the state of New York to get a hold of and release tax returns from President Donald Trump. Get a load of this, and you'll be quite intrigued when you hear a name. I bet Charles would be more likely to remember this name, although John might remember it too. Trump sues Manhattan DA Cyrus Vance, who subpoenaed his tax returns. Familiar name? That is his son, as a matter of fact. Those of you who have been around, well, at least as long as I have, you remember the older Cyrus Vance, who served in the Carter administration. This is another example, and I'm not throwing stones here. This is another example of what I said about lawyers. The apple doesn't fall too far from the tree. Dad was a lawyer. Now he's a lawyer, too. Any case, Mr. Vance, his office is probing hush money payments made to women who have alleged affairs with the president. Boy, this sounds like a great use of government resources. Any case, the president has now sued the district attorney, who subpoenaed 8 years of Trump's personal and corporate tax returns earlier this month. This subpoena stems from Vance's criminal investigation into the Trump Organization about payments made to two women who have alleged affairs with the president. The president has denied those affairs, by the way. So stay tuned to this one. The president determined to keep these tax returns out of view. Be curious to get your thoughts on this particular story and how it is being handled, not only by the district attorney, but also by the president himself. Let us go next to a call from Jerry in Charlotte. Good morning, Jerry.
Brother, another great day in Nazi America. How are you doing today, brother?
All right. How about yourself, man?
I'm doing just fine out here making my living. Hey, real quick, man, don't get too discouraged. She wasn't calling you a Nazi, as in the National Socialist Party. She was calling you a Nazi, as in non-communist, brother. That really got it worked up. You got your own, you know, thought going on, your own independence, you know, so you're not part of the herd. So that's what got us there.
Okay.
Nazi. But anyway, that's all
that's
I got.
That's really clever. I like that one. I got to remember that one, Jerry. I'll have to reappropriate that for myself. You know, kind of like the government does, how they reappropriate things. Let's go next to a call from Jeff in Charlotte. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Mr. Coakley. So thank you for having me on your show. The difference between enroll and register is the reason why this whole thing has happened with these cheerleaders. To register means to pay. So you register to go to college. You have to pay for classes and things of this nature. To enroll, you don't. So when their parents registered these children, these young adults, they obligated them contractually to follow whatever the curriculum says. So it's a contracting. All contracts supersede the Constitution. So you kind of have to do what they say. Courts make decisions. They're going to do what they want. But that's contract law. You know this. I don't need to explain it to you. And you're a capitalist like I am, so to call you a National Socialist is really kind of silly, and it shows an uneducation.
Our wonderful educational system at work, right?
Yeah. A really good segue for you is if we take the word Iran, just the word, it literally means in Persian, land of the Aryans. So there's your segue. National Socialists are Aryans, and Iran is the land of the Aryans. So there you go. We're going to maybe be at war with the Nazis again, via Iran.
Oh, boy. God forbid, huh, Jeff?
God forbid. I love your show. I've listened to you for years. I quit listening when they had the morning guy on. He irritated me too much, that one guy, whatever his name was. But now you're here. You're the man. I love your show. You are the freshest thing that I've heard in a long time. I could see you taking the same path as Jason Lewis if you really wanted to do it.
Well, I appreciate your call there, Jeff. My goodness. Jason Lewis. By the way, Jason Lewis, it's kind of interesting. Years ago, before I got into radio, I had lunch with Jason Lewis. We had some really good conversation. I think we got together a couple of times. Now, the only thing about his path that I'm not so sure about, Mr. Lewis is now in Congress. Didn't I send you some audio recently from Jason Lewis that I was going to share on this program? Maybe, you know, I need to make a note because I want to share that on this program. Let's see, Jason. I'm glad you brought that up. But I appreciate your kind comments, too, by the way. Let's go out to Lawson in Charlotte. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks so much for taking my call. I am so sorry that someone was so far off base in a personal attack against you. But unfortunately, somehow we've become a people of the most easily offended in the world. But what we seem to miss foretold years ago in the Constitution is our rights are equal amongst each other. No one has any more rights. No one has any less rights. In other words, your rights for your actions stop where my rights begin.
Yes. Yes.
And somehow, some way, it's been contorted into whoever the loudest one who creates the most controversy is the one that somehow prevailing and being heard over others.
Yep, that's the way it usually works out, isn't it? It's very unfortunate, and volume makes all the difference in the world, doesn't it? It's,
yep.
It really makes a big difference. Thanks a lot for your call there, Lawson. We absolutely appreciate it. Coming up, we're going to talk about, you want to talk about controversies. You know, the left amazes me because they participate in a lot of double standards. And I wonder how this is going to work out for Mr. Justin Trudeau. Those of you who have seen the pictures know what I'm talking about. This is one of those things you screw up once, you screw up twice. No, he screwed up three times. I'm going to tell you my perspective on this. It really hasn't changed. And we'll talk about this and take a look at the day in history and much more as we continue our Thursday broadcast. Stay with us.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Back on the Vince Coakley radio program, coming up, we'll take a look at the day in history in just a bit. I cannot believe that I've been wanting to play this thing. Let's see here. You know, you can route this so I can play this from the computer, can't I? This is one of my favorite clips. It really is one of my favorite. Listen up.
Oh, that wasn't a bit nice. You have made me very angry. Very angry indeed.
I'm serious. I just love Marvin the Martian. I mean, it just cracks me up. Absolutely cracks me up. Oh, my goodness. So here we are again with blackface. Can I tell you what I think about this whole blackface thing again? Because we had this controversy, what, last year or something like that? You know what I think? Three words to tell you what I think of blackface. I don't care. I really don't. Now, I understand, like, people of my parents' generation, and I understand the meaning behind this that has been very offensive, you know, in terms of these candidates and other people where we found out later they had pictures taken. I really don't care. I don't. I know people have different sensibilities about different things, but I have a million and one things that I'm concerned about in my life, and that's not one of them. Having said that, I do think it's funny to watch liberals fall all over themselves on this stupid issue. Like Justin Trudeau. There was a discovery of him in blackface. One discovery yesterday. And then a second discovery. And so Mr. Trudeau came out and said, oh yeah, I did that two times. Well, guess what? They've now found a third instance of him in blackface. After he told reporters that he did this twice in his life. As a teacher and as a high schooler. So there you go. He has apologized. You know, heck, I accept his apology for what it's worth. What is bizarre about this? Because I assume that Mr. Trudeau is younger than I am. You would think that somebody of that age would be smart enough not to do something so profoundly stupid. What an idiot. Now, some of you may say, well, you've contradicted yourself. No, I haven't contradicted myself. I told you I personally do not care. But it is a pretty darn stupid thing to do at the same time. Would there be any consequences for Mr. Trudeau? Probably not. Because he's a liberal. And liberals can get away with a whole lot of dumb things. And even hypocritical things. While they point the fingers at everybody else and call everybody else racist. This is how the elites work. So, more power to him. Justin Trudeau, congratulations. I want to have a little fun with this. Do you have this one ready, John? The audio from... This is something someone posted from an appearance that President Donald Trump had with one of his generals, and they were talking about the technology that's used to help protect our border. I want you to listen to this because I just think it's funny. I'm going to keep my comments limited because I don't want to set people off here at the end of the broadcast day. Let's listen to this.
Technology, they're wired so that we will know if somebody's trying to break through, and you may want to discuss that a little bit, General.
Sir, there could be some merit in not discussing that.
Okay. I like that.
How is that for embarrassing? So here the president starts to discuss apparently sensitive technology deployed at the border. And he asked the general in charge, you know, hey, why don't you tell us about this? And the general says, there could be some merit in not discussing that. I'm just going to leave that there, all right? So do whatever you want with that one. Let us, what in the world? Take a look at the day in history. Go down to our upstate studio and our good friend, Lonzo. How are you doing today, sir? Are you there, Mr. Reitzel? Let's see. How about now, Mr. Reitzel? Are you there?
How about now?
There we go. Absolutely awesome. We have six questions for you, and I'll try to provide some good hints for you. Beginning in 1876, Melville Bissell gets a patent for a very important product, especially in the Coakley household with a Siberian Husky.
Vacuum cleaner.
Yes, it was described here as a carpet sweeper. Melville Bissell 1876. 1881, this president died of a gunshot wound he suffered back in July of that year. And I need to give you a hint for this president, unless you want to jump right in. Do you want the hint?
I know it had to do with the duel, and I know I should know the name.
No, it doesn't.
No, it's not. Okay.
No, it doesn't.
What was the year again?
1881, and the hint is there is a cartoon character, a cat, who has this name.
Well, I know it's not Daffy. It's Sylvester.
Sylvester? Anybody in the studio want to figure this one out? Who is this president?
Felix. Cool cat. Felix the cat.
Oh, I can't believe. Garfield. Garfield.
Oh, okay.
James A.
You should have said lasagna.
Yeah, that was a terrible hint.
You said lasagna.
Oh, come on. I cannot believe this. Let us see. 1934, Bruno Hauptmann arrested, charged in the kidnapping and murder of this very famous baby. 1934.
Lindbergh baby.
You are correct. 1957, U.S. conducted its first underground test of this type of bomb. What was it?
I always get these wrong. I'm going to go with atomic.
Nuclear bomb. We'll give that one to you. And 1959, this Soviet leader was told, it was Nikita Khrushchev, was told he could not go to this very popular place that kids love to go to for security reasons. What was it?
Disney World.
Actually, Disneyland, but we'll let you have it. Back on the Vince Coakley radio program on this final stretch of our broadcast here on Thursday. We've been covering the day in history, and we've got one more question for Alonzo to answer. This one should be pretty easy. This person was tracked down because of a posting in the New York Times and Washington Post. It helped the feds in figuring out the identity of the madman. 1995. Who did they track down as a result? You can use either the name or the name this person came to be recognized as.
Oh, my God. This is killing me because I know who this is. And someone's standing in front of me who reminds me of him right now because of his beard.
I know who you're talking about, too.
Yeah. It's a mailbox bomber.
You know what his nickname was? You already used part of it. Because you've already...
Unabomber.
Yes! It was the Unabomber. Unabomber is the person who
was tracked
down.
All right, tell me his name so I can just...
I think his name is...
Ted Kaczynski.
Yes, I knew I should know that.
It's okay. Here's a story that I know is right up your alley, Lonzo. In fact, this is an offer you may want to pursue. The number 13 could be your lucky number. Did you hear about this? In honor of the spookiest time of the year, Dish is looking for one lucky Halloween enthusiast to watch 13 Stephen King movies for $1,300. So, with Halloween just around the corner, it's fitting you get cozy with Carrie, or play fetch with Cujo, or maybe take Christine for a spin and see where it takes you. As you watch 13 chilling movies, you just have to tell Dish how it's going. How's your heart rate during the scary scenes? Which movie's your favorite or least favorite? Are you watching these flicks alone or bringing a friend along so you can have night terrors together? To apply, all you have to do is be 18 years old, a U.S. citizen or permanent resident, and be able to track your experience. They've narrowed down the movies you'll watch to 13 classics. Carrie, or the 2013 remake, Children of the Corn, Christine, Creepshow, Cujo, Dreamcatcher, It, the original or the 2017 remake, The Mist, Pet Sematary, or the 2019 remake, Salem's Lot, The Shining, and Thinner. So what's going to happen here? DISH provides a worksheet to help guide you along the way, and they encourage you to journal everything. They even provide you with a survival kit that includes a flashlight, a blanket, popcorn, candy, and some Stephen King paraphernalia to set the stage. You'll get a Fitbit to track your heart rate and a movie theater gift card to add a 14th movie to your list. Chapter 2, It Chapter 2, or Doctor Sleep. Once you watch all 13 movies and log your report, you get $1,300. And this continues until October 15th. So what do you think, Lonzo? Is this something you'd do?
I'm down with this if you'll do it with me and guarantee that you won't fall asleep in the first 10 minutes.
Oh, man. That is cold-blooded, man. Just cold-blooded.
How many of those movies have you seen? Because I've seen them all.
I think I've seen most of these. Some of these, I have not even heard of. What is it that I have not heard of? Yes, I have watched. I don't think I've seen Dreamcatcher, and I've not seen Creepshow. Oh, that's a good one. I've seen the rest of these movies.
Creepshow is a compilation. You would like it. It's along the lines of Twilight Zone.
Yeah. I came across a show, one of the cable networks a few weeks ago that was showing Cujo. I had not seen that in a long time. That is really a messed up movie.
Especially the slow-mo where his gums are flapping and his eyes are...
The spittle flying
out. Yeah, that is just gross.
As an owner of a large dog, that should concern you, Vince.
My dog would be more in the medium category, and she's about as threatening as a poodle, you know?
Yeah, but those things have a way of changing, Vince.
Yeah, Cujo wasn't threatening in the beginning. He was a loving dog.
Listen to you. Just keep trying, people. Guys, crack me up. Say goodnight there, Lonzo.
Good night, Lonzo.
Let us go out to a call from Jeff in Albemarle. Good morning, Jeff. Are you still there?
Sir.
All right, sir.
We'll get some feedback on the phone, but I'm calling about the North Stanley thing.
Yes, cheerleaders.
Yeah, that started on August 30th, and a teacher posted it online, and immediately the school board attacked it. But when they found out they didn't have a rule to prevent it, they kicked it up to the North Carolina High School Athletic Association. So they're the ones who imposed sanctions on the cheerleaders, because they wanted to make a point, according to news articles. But the thing about it is, they said it was okay for any student to take a knee during the national anthem. And I understand fully that the banner had Trump on it, which automatically makes the liberals go crazy. But if it had been a Joe Biden, or if the Democrats could come up with a candidate to run against him, I don't think it would have been an issue.
Really? You don't think it would have been an issue if it were a Democrat candidate?
I don't think so. Not the way they're acting around here. I live here. If it would have been anything other than a Trump sign, it would have been posted and then went away. The other thing I wanted to tell you about is my daughter, she goes to North Stanley. She came home the other day and asked me, why do they make them watch CNN for 10 minutes every day?
Boy, that's cruel and unusual punishment, isn't it? That's unconstitutional.
That's a violation of the Eighth Amendment.
Jeff, thanks very much for your call. We're completely out of time here. Thanks a lot for joining us on the program today. Have a great day, and God bless you. Take care.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.